The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Chapter 39. A word of counsel to those that live in praying families. First, bless God for casting thy lot in so pleasant and fruitful a soil for thy soul, where thou mayest suck in the sweet air of God's Spirit that breathes from thy godly parents or other governors at the throne of grace from day to day, that thou art not placed in some blind, atheistical family among whom thou mightest have passed thy days without any knowledge of thy Maker, and when with them have been involved in that curse of God which is in the house of the wicked. It hangs like a black cloud and the threatening, ready to pour down upon the families that call not upon his name. Look round thy neighborhood and see how many families there are who live like brutes, as in so many dark dens, where none of that heavenly light is seen from one end of the year to the other, which shines on thy face every day. What nurture and breeding could thy soul have had under the tutoring of such parents and masters who themselves live without God in the world? The Queen of Sheba counted them happy that stood before Solomon, not so much that they might see his pomp, but hear his wisdom. O happy thou that ministereth unto a godly master, or under gracious parents, or yoked to a holy husband, from whose devout prayers, pious counsels, and Christian examples, thou mayest gain more than if they had the wealth, delicacies, and preferments of Solomon's court to confer upon thee. Secondly, see that you improve your spiritual advantage, or else it will go worse with you than others. Rebellious Israel is told, they shall know that they had a prophet among them. The meaning is, they shall know it to their cost, and so shall those that have lived in families under such governors who went before them, and as it were, chalked out a way to heaven by their godly example, lamenting over their precious souls so often with their prayers and tears. If such miscarriage, they shall know to their terror what families they once lived in, but had not a heart to prize or improve the mercy. God forbid that any of you should find a way to hell out of such doors, and force your way to damnation through such means. What will Cain answer when his father that begat him shall bear witness against him and say, Lord, this wicked child of mine never learned his atheism of me. I brought him to thy worship and taught him thy fear. But he liked it not, and first proved a murderer and then an apostate. First he behaved himself wickedly in thy service and then ran out of thy doors and cast it quite off. What will then the flaunting wife of David, who, though of a wicked flock, was privileged with so gracious a husband, say, when she shall be accused for making him her laughingstock for his zeal in the worship of God? Or how will the wicked children of the same holy man who walked with such uprightness in his house look the godly father in the face at the great day? You, my children, says dying Mr. Bolt, dare not, I believe, meet me at the day of judgment in an unregenerate state. The weight of such holy men's prayers and admonitions will then sink their ungodly relations deeper into hell than others who drop thither out of dark and blind families. End of chapter 39.